Introducing Bluehost Cloud, ultra-fast WordPress hosting with 100% uptime. Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Of course you do. And now you can have all three with Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost. With 100% uptime and incredibly speedy load times, your WordPress websites will be dependable and lightning fast on a global scale. Plus, your sites can handle even the biggest traffic spikes without going down or lagging. And with Bluehost Cloud, you get 24/7 WordPress priority support, meaning you're connected to WordPress experts anytime you need them. Not to mention, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. So, what are you waiting for? Get Bluehost Cloud today by visiting Bluehost.com. That's Bluehost.com.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today I'm sharing two stories about when getting that all-important me time really means we time. Because making sure you have we time with your spouse or your friends can be just as important as the traditional me time that we're always trying to put aside for ourselves. Diane Stark, for example, tells us her husband Eric surprised her one day by asking if she wanted to go out on a date that very night. Usually they couldn't do that spontaneously because their oldest child wasn't usually available to babysit for the younger kids. But this day she was. And even though Diane's first impulse was to say no, because she was already in her pajamas and they had just finished a few days of entertaining guests at their house, she very wisely changed her mind and said yes. After all, she was the one who'd complained that her husband wasn't romantic enough, and now he wanted to take her out. Diane got dressed and off they went. She explained to Eric that she was just tired of being with people and she needed some alone time, some me time, but that going out with him didn't count as being with people. But here's what they did. They first had dinner at their favorite restaurant, and then Eric apologized and said he needed to run an errand at Lowe's. Diane had no interest in going to Lowe's, but she'd be very happy if Eric dropped her off at the mall on his way to Lowe's. And that's how their evening of we time came to include me time as well. Diane spent a lovely hour wandering around the mall by herself, smelling the lotions at Bath & Body Works, buying a pair of sandals, and window shopping. No kids to bug her. Nothing to do but whatever she wanted for one whole hour. And if you're a busy person, you know how valuable even 1 hour of me time is. It's like a mini vacation. And then things got better when Eric picked her up, having had his own mini vacation shopping at Lowe's all by himself. He asked what next, and Diane suggested they go to a bookstore. When they got to the bookstore, they headed off to their favorite sections, and then met back at the cafe with the books they had selected. They ordered lattes and read their books together, but in their own little worlds. It was the perfect night out for a busy couple, a great way to recharge. The next day, Eric told Diane he'd read a study that said that having ample me time is actually more important in maintaining a healthy marriage than going out on date nights. Well, the good news is that Diane and Eric did both. They managed to go on a date that included plenty of we time and me time. Diane says, in our marriage, Eric and I have found that including me time in our date nights is a great way to practice self-care while taking care of our marriage. There's no doubt in my mind that Eric and I are better together, and sometimes we're better alone, but together too.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Louise Butler has something to say about me time and long-term relationships too. But in her case, her me time involves playing bridge with the same friends once a month for the last 45 years. Their relationships with each other have outlasted many of their marriages. And these ladies go to Lake of the Ozarks every summer for a weekend of playing bridge too. Of course, there's a lot more than bridge happening. They've helped each other through births and deaths, marriages and divorces. They've helped raise each other's children, celebrated success, supported each other through failure. Louise says, "We are bonded in a way that is uniquely feminine. We have now come to the point where we need each other more than we need the cards. To say that we love each other does not even touch what we have. We love what each of us becomes when we are together. The sum is truly greater than its parts." These ladies have been together through thick and thin, through times when they were broke and hosting the group meant serving only iced tea and popcorn, and through times when someone forgot she was hosting and wasn't even home. That was okay, though, because her children found nothing strange about the bridge ladies showing up at the front door. They found a box of cheese crackers and some sodas for their mom's friends. The funniest is the husbands, who try to escape to far ends of the house when the bridge ladies are there, except that they do dart in to have some of the dessert before fleeing again. Louise says she can't imagine not playing bridge with these women. This we time is definitely her me time as well, keeping her relaxed and happy and loved, and it's been working for her for 45 years. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories. If you'd like to learn more about Chicken Soup for the Soul making me time, go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button. You'll see the book there and you can read all about it. If you'd like to try your hand at writing a Chicken Soup for the Soul story, head over to chickensoup.com and click on Submit Your Story. We'll show you what we're working on and you can read our story guidelines. Every submission is read by our editors, and we are always looking for new storytellers to join the Chicken Soup for the Soul family. In fact, 48 of the writers for this new book about making me time were new to us. In our next episode, we're going to talk to one such new writer, Cosmo De Nicola, about the unique way that he has carved out me time for himself every single morning, despite being an extremely busy tech entrepreneur running multiple enterprises.